Innova Recordings, based in St. Paul, Minnesota, is part of the American Composers Forum. It is a one-of-a-kind recording label that focuses on new and innovative music in all genres, collaborates with its artists, and has no profit motive.
My name is Philip Blackburn, and I work at the American Composers Forum running the record label Innova Recordings. The label actually started in 1982 as a way to document the winners of the McKnight Composer Fellowships, and over the years they evolved, and about 96, I think, I took it over, and production has been ramped up from about one or two every few years to over 30 CDs a year now. We've got a catalogue of pushing 400 titles, over 700 composers and like 1,200 performers from all over the country. And we've been called the nation's premier new music label. Generally speaking, we come from a kind of new classical modern background here. We also have a whole lot of jazz and music from around the world, kind of ethnic flavor of some degree, electronic and experimental music, and a whole lot of stuff that is from no school or no genre, but is one of a kind.
My name is Nirmala Rajasekhar. Innova, I worked with them over the years to do two recordings. One is called The Song of the Veena. We recorded it right here in Wild Sound Studios. So it was all homemade in Minnesota. All the artists who worked with me are from Minnesota, which is quite amazing. And when people heard about that in India and listened to the album, they were blown away just because of the quality we have right here.
The label has a unique business model where artists come to us and they're responsible for the costs of manufacturing and production and also a portion of our overhead costs, which are in turn offset by an endowment that we have from the McKnight Foundation. And so we keep costs to the artists low, but in return, they also keep 100% of the rights and the royalties and 100% of the income. So we take no participation in the sales. Whether it sells one or 100,000 is of less concern to us, and that allows us to take artistic risks.
My name is Anne Milliken. I've got two CDs out on Innova, actually. The first one was released in 2007. I recorded that with the California Ear Unit. We did a residency together at the Berkeley Art Center in 2001. After that, I said, gosh, it would be great to do a CD of this. So I started looking for ways to do that, and it wasn't until I moved to Minnesota in 2004 that I found a label that I thought would work well for it.
We are known as the home for the Harry Parch archives. We've done a whole nine-part series of Harry Parch, the great American maverick hobo instrument builder, microtonalist, and all-around corporeal composer. Same for Henry Brandt, a wonderful composer who died recently. So we've got nine CDs of his. One of the ones that I'm excited about pulling together right now is the Eleanor Hovda collection. She was actually from Duluth originally, and she worked at the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council for a dozen years, and she was in the Minnesota Composers Forum days before it became the American Composers Forum. Just an incredible, unique visionary who worked a lot with dance and kinetic movement and the sound around the sound. There's really nothing that sounds remotely anything like her work. So I'm putting together with Janine Weygar a 4-CD album of her work, which will be a really important archive. She passed away last year. Really do an important part of the Minnesota legacy, that we've been around for long enough that we've been making history all along, as it turns out. Luckily, we're in a position to pull this together and let the world know about this important Minnesota composer.
Innova Recording Services go beyond the standard recording label. It represents and documents a rich tapestry of musicians and archives unique American composers' music that otherwise may never be heard or lost forever. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.